The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, the number is, you have 1 hour to do that. Please do not wait until the last segment, and please do stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. P.S., posted script. This is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Bradley? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Just saying. Just wanted you to know. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, during the 1962 year, which was the final year they actually taught George Washington's farewell address. He said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Know the Bible first, because you need to understand Exodus 18:21. Common law rests upon that Bible. Without that Bible, you have no understanding. Interestingly enough, I was just in a courtroom yesterday. I was told by a police officer, because I do a lot of high schools and colleges and deal with younger people. I also do tea parties, churches, lots of television, radio, whatever it may be. We've done prisons. He told me, Bradley, go down there and listen to these judges. He said, we'll find these kids, these criminals that are busted with a multiple number of crimes that they've committed. And you'd expect that the judge would put them away for a while, but what they do is they get in front of the judge slaps their hands, they walk out of the courtroom with a smile on their face. Well, soft judges produce hardened criminals, don't they, America? Look at your politicians. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Isn't that right, America? When you're soft on crime, look what they'll do, right? It actually advances the act of tyranny. It encourages them to commit the crime all the more when you're soft on their crime, right, America? Look at your politicians, right? We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. When I was in court, I kept noticing that every witness that got up before the judge, interestingly enough, they had to raise their right hand, and they were talking about, you know, you can't commit the act of perjury. Everything that you say is true. So help me God. So help me God. So help me God. And I just thought to myself, don't these people just stumble all over themselves to try to avoid God? But it's interesting that they use the oath, folks, that's been established for 240 years in this country still today. And by the way, without the word of God, then what is a judge doing on his little throne in the first place? What is he judging according to? He's always making reference to the word of God, isn't he? Common law. That's why you see Moses everywhere on civil buildings. What's also interesting to note is when we look at the preamble, I'm going somewhere with this, just hold on with me for a moment. The preamble of the Constitution says this. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. That's the first thing. All 50 states. By the way, every state preamble starts out acknowledging God Almighty. Okay? We the people of the United States, all 50 states, in order to form a more perfect union, establish the first thing, justice. And then when you look at the Supreme Court, that's why you see Moses with the two tablets of the law, moral law, and right under it, it says justice, the guardian of liberty. See, that's what the people in this country don't know anymore is God's moral law. That's why there is no more justice. And when you don't know the law, you're not going to be able to enforce the law to establish justice so you can have righteousness and peace within the gate. So people are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what it tells us in Hosea 4:6. Now, this is what I want to get to. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, another hit piece by the Southern Poverty Law Center against a pastor. They have no credibility, friends. The organization within itself, it's supposed to be a law firm, but it actually used the law against the law. Therefore, it's null and void. It's a communist organization. Okay, they used to, in the 60s, used to defend those that were in the KKK against the crimes that they committed against the blacks. They used to defend them. Now they defend the homosexuals against anybody that disagrees with their abominable lifestyle. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Legislative gun ban does not apply to Arizona lawmakers. Cool. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The slippery slope. It's not just the unborn being denied rights under the Constitution. Of course not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Supreme Court rules that illegal aliens and non-citizens can be counted in redistricting case. Huh. Boy, it's amazing what the people let those judges away with, isn't it? You should read Article 3, Section 1, because they are appointed only during good behavior. When they step outside of good behavior, their job is to discover and apply law. That's it, not legislate or create out of thin air the way that they're doing today. When the American people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll understand that Supreme Court justices can be removed for the smallest infractions, considering misdemeanors. Article 2, Section 4, just like any other representative, including the President of the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You don't believe government's involvement in weather modification since 1948? This Senate document will change that. Folks, have you ever heard of chemtrails before? Oh, yeah, folks. They're spraying chemicals on the people 24/7 in this country. And just to prove the point, go ahead and ask them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We just heard that Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, blurts out the truth in her confusion when she said the unborn person. Of course, friends, you have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. Do you think they won't violate you, friends? You better bet your bottom dollar they will, and they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Federal judge illegally rules to force Mississippi to allow sodomites and sodomite couples to adopt children. Are you getting enraged yet, friends? You notice the crimes of those representatives? Have you been paying attention to what I've been highlighting here, friends? The crimes of those judges that run antithetical to the laws that have been established in this country, and then American people stand back and say, what's wrong with our country? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the golden rule of the satanic Bible. Do what you want to do. Who's teaching you to do what you want to do more than this administration is, friends? You know, it's interesting. During the break, I noticed that the conservatives always give the narrative over to the President of the United States of America. Hey, folks, he's not the final word. The laws of the enumerated laws, I'm sorry, found in the Constitution, that is the law of the land. The President of the United States is not a king. This is not a monarchy, friends. The law is the final say as to what goes and what doesn't go. I could care less what his opinion is of the law because, friends, as I've said so many times in the past, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, are we not? I'm going to come right back and highlight some more, friends, just so you can understand what's going on in your country. But did you know that 260,000 veterans have had their gun rights revoked by the VA since December 2015 under this administration? Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Right before the last segment, I was sharing with you that 260,000 veterans have had their gun rights revoked by the VA since December of 2015. Who's revoking the veterans' right to bear arms? I mean, folks, they have rights here. I'm reading Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia. Of course, you know that you are the militia. Read federal code. Read the quotes from our founding forefathers. You are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated or infringed. It's interesting how these corrupt politicians, they'll send our boys and our girls over to unconstitutional wars to fight their battles. But when they come home, those same corrupt politicians want to disarm them because they don't want to actually stand. They don't want those veterans to actually stand for the American cause for some reason or other. 260,000 veterans have had their gun rights revoked by the VA since December 2015. Interesting. Did you know that? Well, you do now. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know, friends, a White House, Takiya, it was a technical issue that censored French president's missing Islamic terror comment. Remember how we were told that he was basically censored by the White House not to call it Islamic terrorism? Well, just telling you the state of your nation, American, what you have tolerated since day one. I hope some of you people out there are getting angry with what I'm telling you. Oh, here's another one for you. Obama's DOT secretary, lack of sidewalks is the reason for lack of achieving American dream. I mean, folks, these people are, they're so reprobate that it should sicken you at every step. Every time you hear their voice, why you tolerate these people, I have no idea. But I can tell you, I do not. I'm doing everything in my power to awaken the American people to the state of what you are tolerating. Because as I said during the first segment, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And you add strength to tyranny when you allow them to do it on another day. That is, unless you decide to put your foot down on it. According to your gratitude for the sacrifice, both the natural and the spiritual, the veterans in Jesus Christ, will be to the degree that you will magnify the law against crime. Remember, 1 Peter 3:18 was, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And it's also interesting to note that when you go to the book of Psalm 40, just showing you the heart of every true Christian, the Lord said in verse 7, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid the righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. And you can also find that, friends, for the most part, in Hebrews 10 as well in the New Testament. But again, according to your gratitude, your thankfulness for the sacrifice bestowed upon you both in the spiritual and in the natural, to give you the freedom in the spirit and in the natural, will be to the degree that you magnify the law against crime. And here's another way of putting it. According to the love for freedom that you have, it will be to the degree that you will not tolerate crime. Zero crime. Okay? We're talking about corrupt politicians right now and what the American people have tolerated. Did you know that 29.5, that's 5.4% members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse? Remember I was just sharing with you on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, the White House doesn't want the French president calling Islam for what it really is. Politicians in your country are disarming your veterans. 260,000 of them have been now disarmed. I was also sharing with you more statistics as to what's going on. You have a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. We're highlighting the state-controlled narrative is to legitimize Hillary Clinton, and she's a known criminal, and she has been for the last 30 and 40 years. Do a little homework on her. Find Clinton Chronicles online. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But again, friends, they're trying to legitimize these criminals, and I'm trying to highlight to you, friends, that the people that are committing the crimes against you are the representatives that you tolerate, that are supposed to represent you. But keep in mind, they derive their just powers from the consent of you, the people. So in other words, they're only doing whatever you let them get away with. 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. 19, these are the ones that have been busted too, by the way, friends. The modern day politician, 19 have been accused of writing bad checks, 117 have bankrupted at least 2 businesses, 3 have been arrested for assault, 71 have credit reports so bad they can't even qualify for a credit card, yet they're running your country, America, into the ground. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. We also know Mitch McConnell was busted about 6 months ago, friends, for actually trafficking cocaine, 90 pounds of cocaine found on his family's ship. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 have been arrested for shoplifting. 21 are current defendants in lawsuits. 84 were stopped for drinking and driving. This in 1 year. But again, they were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. And let me tell you something, friends. They act accordingly, do they not? They act accordingly, do they not? I was just watching some video this morning on Mark Dice confronting his representative out of California, Barbara Boxer. And folks, these representatives have such a high opinion of themselves. They act like the people that they are there to represent are nothing but a bunch of peasants. They act like they're the problem. And whenever they get time to address the people that they represent, those that they're supposed to serve, they say, just give my office a call. For what? So one of your representatives can give me an official blow off? Because that's exactly what these people do. Folks, they're not working for you. I don't know what it's going to take for you to understand that they are not working for you. And I'm telling you to judge them by their fruit. Am I talking about every one of them? No. But I am easily talking about a good majority of those that represent you, the people. They are not representing you. They are working for special interests. They are trying to tear down law to establish a new world order, like it or not. Folks, we've been talking about this over the last week and a half. And you need to understand, friends, nobody's going to fix this problem for you. You're going to have to take responsibility, just you yourself. And if I could say for me, myself, and I, you're going to have to take that on and realize that that's where it starts, is between you and your God. Can you imagine this, friends? Let's just say this. Now, let's turn this whole conversation we're having right now. Can you imagine if you woke up this morning, you opened up the newspaper, or you turned on your TV because it was safe enough to do so, or you turned to your local news because you trusted those journalists were actually doing their job, and as you turned on the local news on your television set, you found that the Obama administration was found guilty of crime and they were corrupt, okay? The Obama administration is found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials that have continuously broken the laws of the Constitutional Republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Hey, folks, how many people in this country, let's go over to Oregon right now, how many of these people or anybody else that this administration disagrees with, if they're not already labeling you terrorist, will bring up some forth of, they'll bring some forth trumped up charges to incriminate you for a crime that you've not committed, right? You know, that's why John Owen said, the famous preacher, he said, either you're going to be killing sin or sin's going to be killing you. There is no in-betweenites, right? But America, again, the Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. They've already, in the minds of America, they've already been found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place. The American people have been taught by the conservatives and the professed Christians that impeachment is impossible. You are incorrect. Some might say, well, this is wishful thinking. No, it's not. Remember what I said earlier? According to your gratitude for the sacrifice, both the natural and the spiritual, or the spiritual and the natural, will be to the degree that you magnify the law against those that commit crimes. You're in trouble because of what you tolerate concerning your representatives in this country. Now, let me say this one more time. You woke up this morning, you opened up the newspaper or turned on the TV to your local news channel, and this is what you saw. The Obama administration is found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. America? Did you know that that is your very purpose when your representatives commit the crimes? These are the sort of headlines we should be talking about by magnifying God rather than praising the wicked. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm contrasting criminal politicians and those that the American people tolerate to change their laws against law-abiding citizens. I just highlighted some of the crimes of those that represent we the people, where they're attempting to tear down the laws in so many different ways, only to establish European law, which is good for nobody. And then I shared with you during the first segment, friends, according to your gratitude for the sacrifice, both natural and spiritual, that will be to the degree that you magnify the law against crime. In other words, if you love your freedom and understand the pearl, the price paid for your freedoms, you'll tolerate zero crime. Here, let me give you an example. I was just in Washington, D.C. Yes, we went to Arlington Cemetery. We always do. When you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you can go up there and watch the tomb guard walk back and forth 365 days a year through thick and thin, regardless of what the weather's like. They will be out there. They are guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier, known but to God. If you go up there and you show any sense of disrespect to the men that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have today, you will be called out. You will be asked by that tomb guard to remove yourself if you do not correct yourself. Let me say that again. If you chew gum, if you talk out of line, as a matter of fact, if you talk it all up there, you show any sense of disrespect to the men that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America, to give you, as they sacrificed themselves on your behalf, if you show any disrespect to any of the fallen at Arlington Cemetery, in any sense of the word, you will be called out. That tomb guard will stop. He'll call you out. He'll tell you to correct yourself. Or he'll tell you to remove yourself. And rest assured, he'll probably help you along removing yourself if you don't want to correct yourself. It amazes me how many Americans will go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier or go to Arlington Cemetery with a half smile on their face. I don't understand it. It's also interesting to note that when young people go to the tomb guard, they'll go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington Cemetery, and they'll go up, they'll be cutting up, they'll be laughing with their buddies. But once they get up to the top and they see the guard, the tomb guard, honoring the sacrifice of those that gave their all, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren, and they see the honor that's showed and bestowed upon those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedom that we have, it's interesting how fast their hearts are changed. And it sickens me to the core when I see politicians at Arlington at any given time talking about how thankful they are for the sacrifice, yet at every step they desecrate their memories. And why, again, the American people tolerate it, I have no understanding. You wake up this morning, you open the newspaper, you turn on the TV to your local favorite local news channel. You see the Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Hey, friends, did you know that that's a reality when you read the Constitution of the United States of America? Do you know that that's what's supposed to be happening on a daily basis in this country? Instead of praising the wicked and highlighting the crimes of the politicians, how about magnifying God's moral law against the crime to establish judgment and righteousness? That way God is honored. Jesus Christ is crowned once again. And he's gonna be crowned. He'll always be crowned, regardless if anybody wants to honor that or nay. But the bottom line is, friends, how about we actually, we hear this all the time, God bless America. Yep, God bless America. God has blessed America. Now it's time for you, America, to bless God. How about that? That's what we need to be talking about. That's what we need to be talking about. Obama and his administration impeached and indicted, charged. It can be a reality. Most people will say, well, that would be a shocker. But folks, American citizens have fallen so far from our Constitution and what our forefathers believed, fought, and died for that we think justice, a simple thing such as justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. How about when you commit the crime, America? Are these corrupt politicians, are they there to enforce the laws against your crime? You better bet your bottom dollar they are. How many of these politicians have been busted for tax evasion? What happens if you don't pay your taxes? And no, I'm not encouraging that. I'm just trying to give you an example. What happens? You have one of their bureaucracies all over you, do you not? Yes. But why does it apply to you, but it doesn't apply to them? Let me ask you another question. Why does Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8, why does it apply to you? It's communism, friends. But why does it not apply to them that passed the bill? You know, they disarmed, we're highlighting today on sonsoflibertymedia.com that they've disarmed since December of 2015, 260,000 veterans. Look who they're zeroing in on, friends. Your veterans, the best that you have in this country. Why do you tolerate that? Are they disarmed, friends, or do they have bodyguards? And let me ask you another question. Why would they have bodyguards? If they were serving the American people, do you feel that they would have to have a bodyguard? Absolutely not. I was just at the White House a week and a half ago, friends. You want to talk about sick? You want to talk about how stupefied the American people have become to believe that he needs that much protection? If he was working for the people, he wouldn't need that much protection. He could come out just like in the 50s, friends, and in the 60s, where they could actually come and shake the hands of the President of the United States who worked for his constituents. I mean, folks, going back to my point, they want to disarm your veterans. Are they disarmed? No. They want to disarm you, but does that apply to them? Of course not. Friends, I could give you 100 different facets of where they are trying to, in some sense of the word, apply to you that which does not apply to them. Why do you put up with it, America? To your own demise. Again, American citizens have fallen so far from our Constitution and what our forefathers believed, fought, and died for, that we think justice, a simple thing such as justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. Why is it applicable to you but not to them? Do you believe in your minds, friends, that they have some sort of congressional immunity? Do you believe in your minds that they have some sort of a seat where they actually sit above the laws of our constitutional republic in which they swore to uphold? You've been stupefied to believe that, friends. You've been dummied down to believe that. You've also been dummied down to believe that they are out of reach. No, they are not. If corrupt politicians don't want to do their job to actually bring forth impeachment against this administration and his criminal minions, you know what? Then we remove them too. This is how you stop special interests, by the way. Because once you deal with the politicians and you replace them with statesmen, the special interest groups will go the other way because they have not found their Judas now to betray the people. Why do the American people in this country need to listen to conservatives all day talk about how another crime has been committed by someone in the administration or some sort of representative? And friends, 90% of them are criminal, and you know they are. As a matter of fact, I could probably go to 99%. Well, how can you do that, Bradley? Let me ask you this question. Which one of your representatives, I don't care who they are. Is it a representative, a congressman, a congresswoman? Is it a senator? I don't care who they are. Which one has actually drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning the criminal in the White House? That's to the degree that you are righteous in this country. I hate to say it, but not one. Not one. And you know what they say? Well, it won't get any traction. Really? Are you listening to the voice of the constituents? In most cases, you only need 50 of them. How about 300 million of them? Who do they think they're kidding, friends? And sad to say, what's happening is you're becoming enslaved on a daily basis because of your ignorance of the law. Kings become tyrants through policy, not law, through policy, when subjects become rebels against principles that God has bestowed upon us in this Christian nation of ours. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, policy follows law, not the other way around, attorney. I know you're sworn to the bar, but first and foremost, look at the Constitution. In which most cases, you don't even know what it says in there neither, because you're just doing what you're told to do. Just like the nominal Christian in America that said his pastor said. Rather than reading for himself, he doesn't know the difference. Well, that's not what my pastor said. Hey, that's not what my dean said, Bradley. You know, that's, you know, that lines between, you know, all this other stuff. You know, all this stuff the government's doing, man. Hey, that's all legal because that's what my dean told me. You know, those that accredited me, they told me they can do that. That's not what I'm asking you. What does the Constitution say? Oh, it says, if I take some time, man, I'm going to have to correct myself. Yes, correct yourself. Or else remove yourself. And if the American people are hearing me today, I'm not asking you to remove yourself. We'll do that for you because we've seen that in the United States of America, and it's pretty effective. Furthermore, America, what is the message that you're giving the next guy that wants to be a representative, regardless in what capacity he desires to be in? What is the message that you're giving the next representative? That they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do too? They can create law as they go along? They can tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish image? No. Let's get back to what it says. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, friends, listen carefully. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Proverbs 20, verse 8, listen carefully. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. When you look at Isaiah 51:4, you can see that God sent David to bring forth judgments to set a light to the people. And we're called the light of the world. What makes us so awesome in this country is the fact that we don't tolerate crime. If you do a little homework on our forefathers, you'll catch on to that really quick. But listen again, Proverbs 20, verse 8, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. It's not for the president to call himself the king. He is not the king. The king in this country is no king but King Jesus, which is established through moral law, yes, but it's common law. What's king in this country, friends, is the written constitution and its enumerated laws. And if you're sick and tired, as I said earlier, of man's 10,000 policies, then get back to God's 10 commandments. It's really that simple. I'm talking about Obama administration impeached and indicted. It can be a reality if you so choose it to be so. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you want to give your children a future and a hope, then stand up and make it a reality. I'm reminded of the true story of William Wallace. Most of you know him as Braveheart. He was a real guy in Scotland. He was told by the nobles of Scotland, you know, the politicians, that it was impossible to defeat the tyrannical King of England and his minions, which held Scotland in captivity to their tyrannical ways. They were told they couldn't defeat him. There were too many, too strong in every way for Scotland, or so they thought. But one man, William Wallace, knew more than the nobles of Scotland. He knew that freedom was not a gift granted to them by mere men or a tyrant king, but freedom was a right guaranteed to every man by God. Are you listening to me, America? Have you read the Declaration of Independence? Where your rights, your inalienable rights, have been given unto you by your Creator? Freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people because a tyrant rose high above them with a vast army. Freedom was God ordained and Christ bought. See, in the people of Scotland, they outnumbered, outmatched, starving, and without even the proper weapons to fight with, followed William Wallace into battle. Follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. And I'm talking about that leader, the Christ, the line of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation. And though it was a high cost to pay, namely the life of William Wallace himself, they won their freedom and were delivered from the tyrannical King of England. Why? Because they were willing to fight. Well, how could this be? How could the starving commoners defeat a skilled, a well-trained, heavily armed army? Friends, in this country, the army are your children, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your dads, your moms, your grandpas, your grandmas. It was because their freedom was more precious to them than anything in the world, and they would rather die than have it taken away. Give me liberty or give me death, said Patrick Henry. It has meaning, friends. Their resolve was iron. It was as iron. Because they were willing to follow one man who believed, he hoped against all odds, believed God for the impossible, and look at the results. Friends, in this country you have everything working for you, not against you. You still have the freedom to do the right thing today, do you not? Now again, let's take that to America. The nobles, or shall we say, most congressmen and women, will not stand up against the crimes that have befallen we, the people, from this administration. They have titles and positions in which they do not want to lose, much like that of the nobles of Scotland in the day. But the tyrannical King of England was not defeated by the nobles, not the politicians. The King of England was defeated by the people. Where are the William Wallaces of today to lead the way? That follow the Christ. That's a real leader. I'm sure that there could be thousands of men and women just like William Wallace if they would only step up to the plate, speak out, and do that which God has placed within their hearts to do, namely his commandments. Well, you say America needs leaders. Yeah, but what you're offered right now, friends, concerning your picks in the presidential candidates, the candidacies, and the candidates that you've been offered to, friends, they're not legit. Not a one of them is legitimate. They're what you're complaining about. On the left side of the aisle, they are completely criminal in every sense of the word. When you look at the right, they just know how to cover up their crimes better than the left does. That's all. And again, let me remind you, if you were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be in the left in the first place. Most of the time, if you want to get something done, you're going to have to play the man or woman and get the job done yourself. That's just how it works. The Lord will provide the people. He's just looking for the Joshua and Caleb who will believe the good report and take the land that the Lord already promised to give them. Numbers 14:24, Numbers 32:11-12. Isn't it interesting, friends? Just a side note, Joshua and Caleb, when they seen the good of the land, they brought back the good report to the children of Israel. Did you know that they wanted to stone them for bringing back the good report? Don't shoot the messenger. Do yourself a favor and obey, because those that are willing and obedient will eat the good of the land. It's a promise, and God is not a man that he should lie. And also keep in mind that to Israel, God failed not one jot nor one tittle of his covenant that he promised to fulfill. America, you are now inheritors of that covenant. See, the Lord is looking for Esther, is willing to go before the king at the risk of her own life to save her people. The Lord is looking for Daniel, who was unwilling to bend and bow to the decrees of the king and was faithful to pray to his God and his God alone. See, the Lord is looking for a Moses who went directly to the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." You know, isn't it interesting? We're always taught about how Moses, you know, the meekest man alive. You know, I confronted a pastor with this not too long ago. He was just the meekest man alive. And you get an image of him as some little effeminate pansy walking around the desert as the children of Israel sheepishly follow along. Hey, the fact of the matter is, meekness means power under control. And when you look at the Christ, when you're talking to the Moses, that's who you're talking of. Keep in mind that Jesus spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He wasn't walking around smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything was okay. And going back to Moses, friends, do keep in mind, Moses was sent directly to the face of Pharaoh, and he didn't ask him. He said to him, on the authority that God bestowed upon his life, and said, "Let my people go." So the question is, are you the one that the Lord is looking for? Are you a man or a woman who is deliberately diverted from the call of God in your life? Only you can answer that. And I know I'm speaking to some of them that are running, but remember, you can run, but you cannot hide. Numbers 32:23. Justice does not need to be something we only dream about that in reality will never happen. Justice brought forth to establish righteousness, Isaiah 59, can be the reality that we leave to our children. So their reality will be as it should be. That, what our forefathers left to us, we should be leaving to them. So, in our pledge, we state with liberty and justice for all. It doesn't say justice for all unless you're the President of the United States. Justice for all unless you're the Attorney General. The word justice applies to all and means all. So, therefore, you and only you have to answer that call. You and only you, friends, can answer that call. Because as for me in my house, I'm sick and tired of what's going on. I want justice because I want liberty.
And we are certainly answering that call. And we have many, many sons and daughters of liberty across the United States who are answering that call as well because they see the need. They see the need to get this message out across America, not just a message like you're hearing every single day through the mainstream professed church, let's put it that way. I'm so glad that Jesus didn't purchase a building, set up a welcome mat, and say, all welcome. No, he went into all the world, yep. Just like his command to us before
Luke
he went up to heaven, was to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we are going by turning talk radio into do radio. And one of the things that you're helping us do that with is our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program that enables us to reach out across America. We just got back from traveling across throughout the East Coast, bringing the gospel message that sets men free, bringing liberty and proclaiming liberty to the captives. And all you sons and daughters of liberty out there, and all of you who support this work, you are a faithful, huge support in making that happen. And for those of you who have been considering becoming a son or daughter of liberty, there's not a better time than the present. We need to act now and do now while we have the opportunity and while it's laid in front of us.
The right thing to do.
The right time to do the right thing is
right now.
And exactly right. It's time to do it. Let's go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you do, you will see two beautiful certificates, one for a son of liberty and one for a daughter of liberty that you'll receive no matter what level of membership you choose to make. There's different levels of membership. There's a dollar a day. There's bronze, gold, silver. It goes all the way on up the chain. But whatever you can do that the Lord is calling you to do to be able to get this work out there and feel good about supporting a ministry that's preaching the truth, saying it like it is, black and white, something that every pastor, every pulpit, every child of God should be preaching across the housetops throughout this nation on a daily basis. If you're hearing it here, then please support this work. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's no better time like the present, and join today.
Check out those new articles that we were highlighting, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.